Amen. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord on a Sunday. I love the fact that the kids are having a party in the corner, because I think that church should be a fun place, and it's not just limited to grown-ups. You know, I think in the midst of the kids playing in the corner, I know that God is meeting with them. They might not be listening to the message or, you know, joining the worship and stuff. But you know what? God is doing something within them. He's speaking to their spirit. And while their natural minds are working on, you know, who's going to win Buzz Lightyear and building Mr. Potato Head and stuff, God is doing something within their spirit, and it's just really cool. So it's really important to us that church is a family place. It's a place where families are welcome. It's a place where the broken are welcome, where the lonely are welcome. It's a place for everybody. It's a church for everyone. So I want to say welcome this morning. Man, I'm so excited. It's awesome to have so many new faces here today. We've got Cassandra Queenstown joining us with Pastor Andrew and Pastor Lana. It's so good to have you guys. We've got Jake and Justine here from Equippers Dunedin, who are amazing friends. Jake's just been like biking and stuff last week, which is awesome. Nothing I can do. And it's awesome to just have some familiar faces returning and stuff. So welcome. Well, today we're kicking off our Heartbeat series, and I'm really excited about this. We felt it was really important to share these in order to get a sense of our heartbeats as a church and values, and to lay a bit of a foundation of who we are and to speak to the identity that God has given us as a church. Okay, so as a church, you've heard our mission is to seek God, love people, and build community. Okay, and we've got a couple of heartbeats or values which we believe, and when people get hold of these, when they have them in their life, then they're going to have an incredible sense of freedom and what it is to live an untamed life for God. Because I don't believe that God has chosen us and created us to live, you know, cozy Christian, happy lives, go to church on Sundays, pray, and then go out the rest of the week and just live a normal life. Now, I think that God has created each of us for a purpose. He's created each of us on purpose. And it's much bigger than we ourselves realise. And just know that whatever season you find yourselves in, God is with you, and that he has equipped you. And that's really exciting. So our six heartbeats, we want to see people live connected. We want to see people live free. We want to see them live brave, live authentic, live creative, and live generous. Okay. So over the next wee while, we're going to be focusing on these. And today we're kicking off with Live Connected, which is one of my and Ray's favourites. We actually kind of had a wee debate as to who was going to do this one, because it's both their favourites.
It was an argument. It was a robust discussion.
We want the truth.
It's a debate. There was nothing thrown.
Pots flew. Windows smashed.
Stop talking.
We know these things happen.
Okay. So I just feel like today's a really awesome time to be talking about living connected. You know, we've got great friends and family here, and it's Anzac Weekend. You know, a time where we remember those who are lost to war, but we also celebrate the Anzac spirit between our nation and Australia. You know, yes, there's a bit of friendly rivalry. I mean, who doesn't like to give the Aussies a bit of a hard time? But they also give as good as they get. But at the end of the day, there's a connection. There's a togetherness in spirit. And when the brown stuff hits the whirly thing, that rivalry is going to go to the side, and the Anzac spirit is going to rise, and the nations are strong allies.
Come on.
Now, we have a connection with one another. We believe that our God is a God of connection. He doesn't want you to live your life in isolation, but connected to him. Connected to church, to family, to community, and to one another. Now, God created us. He designed us for relationship.
That's right.
Okay, our heart is to see all people living connected, encouraged, inspired, challenged, but most of all, to see people connected to God and the fullness of life that comes with it. Okay, Thessalonians 5:9-11, because it's always good to throw a few Bible verses in there, being church and all. Okay, God didn't set us up for an angry rejection, but for salvation by our Master Jesus Christ.
Come on.
He died for us, a death that triggered life. Whether we're awake with the living or asleep with the dead, we're alive with him. So speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hopes that you'll all be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I really love that. No one left out, no one left behind. It's a bit like high school musical, isn't it? We're all in this. Okay. You know, I know you're already doing this, but just keep on doing it. You know, I love, he died for us, a death that triggered life. When Jesus gave his life for us on the cross, he removed the barriers that disconnected us from God, allowing each of us to be connected with him. You know, there is no barriers between us and God anymore. You know, we no longer have to sacrifice the family pet in order to go into his presence. Because we can enter into his presence at any stage we want. He is right here, right now, all the time. And we can enter his presence freely as sons and daughters.
That's right.
Now, think about that. We can go into God's presence freely because we are his kids. You know, my children, I don't say, no, sorry, you can't come into my presence. I'm too holy right now. God doesn't do that. Never going to do that. But, you know, God doesn't do that. We can go into his presence at any stage. God's desire is for us to be in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us opportunity after opportunity, time and time again, to come back into relationship with him. Even when we do something stupid and run away. I mean, take the Israelites, for example. Okay. Here they are, God's chosen people, rescued out of the bondage of slavery. They thank God. Oh, thank you, God, you freed us, awesome. They walk with him for a while, and then they forget about him. And then they kind of put themselves back into slavery. And then God rescues them, and they thank God, and they walk with him for a while, and then they forget. Short-term memory. And then God rescues them, and they thank God, and they walk with them. They walk with him, and then they forget. You know, and we can be like that at times. You know, we can go, oh God, thank you so much, you rescued me, and now life is going all right, so I don't really need you so much now. We just kind of forget, and God rescues us. You know, but God gives us time and time and time again the opportunity to come back to him, because he desires relationship with us. You know, he desires it for us. He doesn't turn his back on us, no matter how many times we may do it to him. He's a loving father who still opens his arms and rescues us time and time and time again, just as we would for our own children. Now, Ephesians 1:11 says it's in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. A life connected to God, in relationship with God, is a life lived in our best version of ourself. That is when we step into who it is that God created us to be. And there's an ease, a natural flow. My heart, above all else, is to see people step into who it is that God has created them to be. Because I believe that when you happen, there's an ease, it's natural. You're not having to strive, you're not having to prepare, because that's who you are designed and created to be. You are created on purpose, for a purpose. Again, God doesn't make mistakes. So as we grow in him, as we grow closer to him, as we be connected to him, we get to learn about who it is that he has created for us and the plans and purposes that he has for us. And it becomes as natural as breathing. And you don't have to feel bad about going, oh, that's not for me to do because I know that God's called me for this. When you know who it is that God has designed and called you and created you to be, then everything that you do is pointed towards that. You're not wandering aimlessly in the desert. You're not getting distracted. You're like an arrow being shot straight and firm and clear because you know the direction that God has for you. And it just becomes so much easier. Okay. Believe it. We want to see people live connected to one another. We're not created to live in isolation. We're created to be in relationship with one another. You know, Genesis 2:18, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion. So God formed the dirt on the ground of the animals, of the field and of the birds in the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature was its name. It's a big job, because have you seen some of those creatures out there? Centipede, where do you come up with that? Giraffe, like, you know, my mind thinks weirdly sometimes, but I'm thinking about that. How do you come up with all these names of all these different creatures? The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. So God put the man into a deep sleep, and as he slept, he removed one of his ribs and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib he had taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man. You know, we were created for a relationship with one another. how much better is life when we do it together? Okay, we're able to do so much more when we work together with one another. And my kids would totally agree with that. They would much rather do the dishes together than on their own, because they'd be afraid that one of them would be doing more work than the other. So we can't have that. It's got to be fair. So they will tell you that it's better for them to have to do their chores together. But chores aside, connection with one another is so important in their lives. You know, when you are isolated and alone, things can get distorted. Things can be a lot harder than they need to be. Hebrews 10:23-25 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You know, living connected to one another allows us to encourage one another, to learn from each other, and cheer each other on. We are so much better together than we are on our own.
Yeah.
So much better together. I mean, we're into service number 3 of Church Untamed. And I'm going to tell you, it's way more exciting and way better with other people here than just me and Ray and Andrew Kipps. I'm going to tell you. Like, you know, that's good, the 4 of us, but with a room full of people, it's much better, you know? Like, so we are better together. You know, having Pastor Andrew help us out with the AV and Pastor Alana, because she put it together and Andrew's just making it work on the screen. You know, working it together is far better than us, like, switching between YouTube clips and, like, PowerPoint. And, you know, like, we are better together. We are able to do more together. When the churches come together and combine, not fight against each other, not try to huddle together to hold them, you know, these are my people and this is my area and don't you do this. When we come together as the body of Christ, as the church, then we are so much better together, because God, there is more freedom in that. There is more power in that. And that is God's design. Not that we are separate, not that we are divided, not that we are alone in all this, but that we work together. We are different parts of the one body. The hand cannot say, "I don't need the eye." The hand's not going to see what's doing. You know, we all body, different parts, work together for a common goal. You know? Whew, it's exciting. You know, I love seeing when the body, it's not just, you know, churches working together, but Christians can be coming together to encourage one another, to spur one another on. So much better than being isolated on our own. It's our heart to see people live connected with community. Now, our community is our missions field. We don't want to be a holy huddle, gathering together and keeping Jesus all to ourselves. Now, I'm pretty sure that's not his idea either. You know, the old Sunday school song, "This Little Light of Mine," says, "You know, hide it under a bushel." No! I'm going to let it shine.
How does it go again?
I'm not singing it. Yeah. It's like, do a demo, darling.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's why I'm not the worship leader. Hi, dude.
We're called to be salt and light. We're not called to hide our light. We are called to shine our light. God created each and every one of us to shine. Matthew 5:13-16 says, "Let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth." I love that. The salt seasoning to bring out the God flavors on this earth.
Yeah.
If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. where we live connected to God and to our community, we shine God's light to light of those who may have never even known that there is hope in the darkness. Each of us are uniquely placed to reach those of us around us.
Come on.
Our workmates, our schoolmates, our sports team mates, the checkout chick at the local supermarket. The people that I'm able to reach are the people who are different to who Andrew's able to reach, and Gemma's able to reach, and Justine's able to reach. We're all able to reach different people. God has created us that way. He's created us uniquely. He's wired us so that we can reach the people around us. Because there are so many people in our communities that don't know Jesus yet.
That's true.
They haven't been given the opportunity.
Yeah.
And if we don't give them the opportunity, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about going out there and just like Bible bashing people and going, oi, become a Christian, know Jesus. I'm talking about going out there and shining God's love.
Yeah, good.
You know, if you know a family who is struggling, cook them a meal. They've just moved somewhere, help them unpack. You know, if there's someone who's lonely in your community, invite them out for a coffee. The kid falls off their bike on the side of the road, pick them up. Make sure that they're okay. Take them home to their parents. All that kind of stuff. It's about being present in our community. Getting involved. When we live connected to our community, it's not only for our own sake, to go, oh, it's such an awesome community to be involved in. That's a great thing to do. I love community. And for years, that's what Ray and I have done, is we've been involved in community outreaches and just loving on people and students and stuff, and it's awesome. And we've gotten so much out of it. I've got to be honest, like it's a wee bit selfish because we've had so much fun and we've learned so much from these young people and stuff. But it's not only for our sake that we need to be connected to our community. It's for the sake of those around us who are yet to know Jesus. Because if we don't, then who will? Now, God has called each and every one of us. And you might think, oh, but I'm not a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor. You're a child of God. And God's light shines within you and through you. And you know his love and you know his voice. And it could be as simple as going, hey, God, I really feel that person's quite lonely. You should do something. And God will say, well, how about you go do something? How about you invite them? You know? So God is wanting us to live connected to our community. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I just love connection. The idea that when we are connected to one another, we are so better than on our own. We're part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And it's so cool to be part of something bigger than ourselves because it's not actually about us. It's about Jesus and about shining his light. Now, if you're feeling isolated and disconnected today, we would love to pray with you, okay, and see you come into a life, into the fullness of a life that is connected to God and to one another and to community. You don't have to do this thing called life on your own, okay? You don't have to do it on your own. God will do it with you. We will do it with you. Church will do it with you. So if that's you today, I'd love to pray for you. We're going to put some worship music on in a minute and we'll worship, but there'll be opportunity for prayer. And if you don't know Jesus and have been far away from him, then we would also love to pray with you and welcome you into his family. Because he longs to have a relationship with you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he will never turn you away. Okay, so I'm just going to pray. Father, I just thank you that you are a God of connection, that your desire is to see us connected with you, with others, and with the community, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are better together than on our own, Lord. Father, as we go out this week, I pray, Lord, that you'll give us opportunities for connection. Lord, that we will be prompted by your Spirit, Lord, to know when there are others who are needing connection, Lord, and we will reach out to them. Lord, help us to live a connected life, Lord, and to shine your light to those around you. In Jesus' name, amen.